To dream the impossible dream. Marty, Marty.
Okay, the House Rules Committee meeting will come to order at 8:37. In attendance, Representative Gusendorf, Representative Martin, Representative Fuller, and myself, Representative Miller. We have before us House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 29. And to testify to some of the changes that were made, or to all the changes that were made, will Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The bill is totally unchanged from the bill that passed the Senate, except for what I'm going to mention in a minute. Basically, the Senate passed bill originally contained the language in sections, section 4, 5, and 6 to some extent. Actually, sections 4 and 6, it dealt with it basically expanded the scope of the domestic violence statute to include parents, grandparents, and children who didn't happen to live in the social unit, but basically should be under the protection of the domestic violence law. By the way, Elizabeth Hickerson, who's on Senator Fake's staff, is here. On the floor of the Senate, sections 1 and 2 were added by Senator Halford to deal with the marital rape situation. As it is presently, if you're in a marital relationship and living together, you cannot get convicted of rape unless there's physical injury. This will change that to allow someone to be prosecuted for marital rape even if there's no physical injury as a result, and it passed on the floor of the state Senate. We took up the bill in the House Hess Committee and again in the House Judiciary Committee, and as a result of testimony wanted to make certain amendments. The feeling of Senator Halford was that this would jeopardize the bill, so we didn't make any amendments on this. And we put the amendments on House Bill 88, which passed over to the Senate. Senator Fakes then felt that it would be better to put the amendments on the bill in which the amendments really ought to go than to put them on a different bill. So yesterday, they took the amendments out of House Bill 88. That's the main child abuse bill, as
right.
You know. And with the understanding that we would put them into this bill. And there should be a memo in your file indicating what the amendments are. And the amendments basically on Section 3, there was testimony, I believe from Bethel, that the witness felt that one of the cases in which there was the most serious domestic violence involved a grandchild. So that's Section 3. We've added the word grandchild. Section 4, we've added the word grandchild. I believe the remainder of that on lines 10 through 12 was in the original Senate bill. Ms. Hickerson, correct me if I'm wrong on that.
And also Section 6.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. In Section 5, in the original Senate version, there was another sentence in place of the language which is on lines 17 through 19. The other sentence said that a child may petition the court through a parent or guardian ad litem. And it was a feeling of the family law section, and I agree, the Alaska Bar family law section, the family lawyers in the state, and others, that this was very poor policy because in some cases the child ought to be able to go in themselves and file a petition. The court would then appoint a guardian ad litem for them, but particularly they may not have any friend to turn to. So that sentence has been eliminated, and there is presently in the Domestic Violence Act no provision allowing the court to appoint a guardian ad litem for the child. So we have added that sentence on lines 17 through 19. Then in Section 6, the amendment adds grandchild on line 24. Mr. Chairman, that's all the amendments, and that's a brief explanation of the bill, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Representative Martin.
I treat conflict of interest, having been single all my life, I don't when this one section that caused the most concern, spousal rape, how do we stand on that now? It is the same as passed from the Senate?
Exactly. No change.
in the Senate.
And there was no testimony indicating it should be.
It was almost a surprise amendment on the floor.
I'm sorry.
In the Senate, they really didn't have much discussion. It was almost a surprise amendment on the floor.
Oh, okay.
And some of the discussions I heard were calls I've gotten. People just wondered, what is it all about? I don't know. So it was, in the little checking I did, was a surprise amendment. Did you all discuss it much in Hess?
We discussed it a great deal in Hess. We discussed it a great deal in Hess and in Judiciary, and I can't say that there was unanimity in favor of the amendment, but pretty much. And the only concerns that were expressed were concerns that this might be used as a lever in a divorce case, a threat, something like that. But I don't think you can deal with that in statute. I thought a lot about that, being a divorce lawyer. But basically, you just have to deal with that in the give and take of the litigation. You have it on the books and deal with each case as it comes, and I support the amendment.
Okay. But this is the section they want to put in number 88?
No. What was going to go into 88 was the material in here on grandchild and guardian ad litem. It had nothing to do with the marital litigation.
I'd like to note for the record, Representative Canalberry is also joining us. Any further questions?
Thank you.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Why are we going to move this bill out? I look at the sponsors, and I've got bills that are being held up over on that side. I was wondering what the arrangement is between the House and Senate, but we're moving through that sponsors, bills, and that sponsors holding up some pretty good legislation.
Well, Representative Canalberry, I consider this to be a pretty good bill, and this committee deals with bills on merits.
I hope you can make that a bill of merit.
Any further questions? Entertain a motion. Chair Wood.
I move House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 29 rules amended. Is that correct?
Yes. Is there objection?
Yes.
Individual
recommendations. Hearing no objection. So moved. Committee adjourns at 8:44.
We 1:44? That's on my number. My mind was coming. I thought you said 1:44.
Okay, thank you.
It must be a House bill by that number.
I don't know. Yeah, but I've been talking, and I think maybe that House bill will find its way.
It's non-controversial. I'm going to have fun doing the summer. I'm waiting for it. Because the information they gave me that the court said they would give me was not complete.
Uh-huh.
I just thought I'd do that during the summertime for my interim work.
I'm going to go grab this copy for the floor. Oh, okay.
I said I'd give you that softball, but I was hoping somebody that's listening here might carry it.